This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Tunisian troops blocked the head of parliament from entering the building early Monday. The block came after President Kais Saied announced he had fired Prime Minister Hichem Mechichi and suspended parliament for 30 days. Saied said he was acting in response to the country's economic woes and political deadlock and added that the country's constitution gave him that authority. Parliament Speaker and head of Ennahda Party, Rached Hanouchi, called the president's actions a coup and said the legislature would continue its work. Two main parties in parliament also called it a coup, which the president rejected. Saied's announcement drew crowds of demonstrators into the street in the capital, Tunis, and elsewhere to celebrate. There were also protesters outside the parliament building and some clashes between the opposing groups. China has blamed the U.S. for what it called a stalemate in bilateral relations as high-level face-to-face talks begin. A state media report says Vice Foreign Minister Xi Feng urged the U.S. to change its highly misguided mindset and dangerous policy. The official Xinhua news agency quoted Xi say as telling the U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman that the China-U.S. relationship isn't a stalemate because some Americans portray China as an imagined enemy. America's second diplomat is discussing the fraught relationship between the countries in separate meetings. The UN says in a new report that more women and children were killed and wounded in Afghanistan in the first half of 2021 than in any other year since the UN began counting in 2009. This is VOA News. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the United States is in an unnecessary predicament of soaring COVID-19 cases fueled by unvaccinated Americans and the virulent Delta variant. The nation's top infectious disease expert tells CNN's State of the Union that, quote, we're going in the wrong direction, and he describes himself as very frustrated with rising infection rate. He says recommending that the vaccinated wear masks is under active consideration by the government's leading public health officials. Dr. Fauci also suggests booster shots may be suggested for people with suppressed immune systems who have been vaccinated. While most French healthcare workers are vaccinated against the virus, a small but vocal minority is holding out. With infections exploding, a law requiring them to get injected is exposing this divide and prompting mixed reactions across the medical profession. The French government has rushed the vaccine mandate through Parliament. The bill also sets up a health pass for French people to access restaurants, sports stadiums, and other public venues. Polls suggest that a strong majority of the French approve the vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, but some workers are strongly opposed and turned out for protests in French cities over the weekend. Armed kidnappers in Nigeria have released 28 of the more than 120 students who were abducted at the beginning of July from Bethel Baptist High School in the northern town of Damishi. The Reverend Israel Ankanj said more than 80 other children are still being held by gunmen. So far, 34 children kidnapped on July 5th have either been released or have escaped from the custody of the gunmen. It's unclear when the other children will be released. Gunmen have carried out a spate of mass abductions from schools in northern Nigeria this year, mainly seeking ransoms. An estimated 17 million people in the United States watched the opening ceremony for the Tokyo Olympics held in a largely empty stadium. That's down 36% from the kickoff to the Rio de Janeiro Games 5 years ago. The 17 million includes people who watched the ceremony live on NBC or online when it aired Friday morning, and those who saw an edited version on NBC in primetime that night. That's according to the Nielsen Company. The head of a South Korean television channel has apologized after the broadcaster used stereotypical images to represent various countries during the Tokyo Olympics opening ceremony. The full story is on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.